Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Williams, and I'm so excited that you're here. Today, we're diving into a topic that every RVer needs to know about: how to survive and thrive while RVing in the winter. Winter camping can be magical with snow-covered landscapes and cozy evenings inside your rig, but let's be honest, it also comes with its fair share of challenges, especially when temperatures plummet to extreme levels like the negative 31 degree wind chill that we experienced in Northeast Ohio 2 years ago. They say experience is the best teacher, and the worst experiences teach the best lessons. That is so true, and I'm going to share all about our experiences with you today. We typically are in Ohio for part of the winter to celebrate the holidays with our family. Our last RV was a Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, and it was rated for four seasons, and we had no issues. This current RV, however, is not rated for the winter, and we really had to learn so many things the hard way. Now, with this being our third winter in Ohio in this RV, we feel like we are pros at this point. And I want to share with you all that we learned to help you if you ever need to RV in the cold temps too. In this episode, I'll share the hard lessons that we learned and the top 10 things that you need to know in order to RV in the winter. Whether you're planning to visit family for the holidays like we are, or explore winter destinations, or simply brave the cold for a new adventure, this episode is packed with tips to help you stay safe, warm, and prepared. If you've ever hesitated to RV in the winter because you're unsure how to handle the cold, then this episode is for you. Winter RVing is more challenging, everything takes longer, but it's entirely possible if you follow the tips I'm about to share. So let's get started. Now, let me set the stage back on December 22nd, 2022, 2 years ago. We were in Northeast Ohio visiting family and friends for the holidays, which is exactly where we are again right now. Being from this area, we were prepared for snow and cold temperatures, but this particular winter storm brought us face to face with extreme weather conditions that we definitely were not expecting. As a result, we had to figure out how to keep our RV functional in frigid conditions of negative 31 degrees wind chill. It was awful. So let's jump into the list of things that you need to know to RV in the winter. Number one, prepare your fresh water supply. Many RVers wrap heat tape and pipe insulation around their water hose or invest in a heated hose, but we found it easier to eliminate the hose altogether. Instead, we fill our freshwater tank and use our water pump just like when we're boondocking. In freezing temperatures, hoses and hose bibs are prone to freezing. Rather than wrapping heat tape and insulation around them, we just conserve water and make use of our water miser in the shower, which circulates water back into the hot water tank until it's hot, preventing a waste of water. And to reduce gray water tank buildup, we place bowls in the sinks and use the water collected to flush the toilet. These simple steps help extend our fresh water supply. And number two, protect your tanks. We're fortunate to have tank heaters installed, so we keep them on at all times in freezing weather. If your RV doesn't have tank heaters, you'll need to keep your tanks warm by skirting your RV and placing a heat lamp underneath. This prevents your tanks and water lines from freezing. Number three, skirt your RV. Even with the tank heaters, we needed additional protection for the RV. During the terrible storm that we encountered 2 years ago, our water lines from the freshwater tank to the pump began to freeze, leaving us without running water. So we quickly improvised by using foam board insulation. We purchased 4x8 sheets, cut them lengthwise, and secured them temporarily with tape.
We could only find a quarter inch thick at the time, which was definitely not enough, but it's all that we had. To hold everything in place in such a rush, we used storage containers to block the wind. And additionally, we used a propane torpedo heater underneath the RV and refilled our 30-pound propane tanks frequently during the storm. This is not at all recommended, but we were in a jam. The huge sudden drop in temperature really had us scrambling to figure out what we were going to do. We never left the RV and we monitored the heater often. And if you remember the date when this started, this was December 22nd. So we missed all of our family functions. We missed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and the day after, all with our family, because this storm lasted 4 days and we had to keep that torpedo heater running or everything was going to freeze because we just didn't have enough skirting around our RV. So now we use 2-inch thick foam board insulation. We tape every seam with cold tape, and then we run a heat lamp underneath the RV right next to the tank valves where we had an issue that I'll talk about next. And we also keep 3 thermometers underneath the RV in 3 different locations. And those thermometers have a digital readout that we can monitor from inside the RV. This lets us know when we need to turn on the heat lamp and when we don't need to run it. Number 4, heat your valves. Our gray and black tank valves tend to freeze when temperatures drop below 30 degrees. Having a heat lamp near your tank valves and sewer line is critical to ensure that your valves and sewer line don't freeze. This happened to us a couple years ago with the frigid temps, and it took a while to thaw everything out. That is no fun at all, and you do not want this to happen to you. Learn from our mistakes. Number 5, drain your sewer hose completely. After each use, make sure your sewer hose is completely drained. Any leftover water in the hose will freeze. At RV parks, this usually isn't an issue because the sewer connection is lower than the RV in most cases. However, while staying at our friend's house, our sewer connection is level with the RV, so we have to manually lift the hose several times to ensure it's empty. Number 6, protect your slide out. Snow and ice can build up on your slide out, so we recommend using a slide topper. If you don't have one, you'll need to clear off the slide regularly. A slide topper provides peace of mind by preventing snow accumulation. Number 7, have sufficient heat sources. In extreme cold, be sure you have enough propane to keep your furnace running. If you don't, you will need to supplement with electric heaters. During the frigid temps a couple years ago, we had to actually run 2 different electric heaters inside. And to avoid overloading our 30-amp connection, we had to run an extension cord through the window for one of the heaters. So we had to tape it all up to make sure there was no airflow getting into the RV. This setup allowed us to maintain an indoor temperature of 68 to 70 degrees, even during the negative 31 degrees wind chill. Just be cautious never to leave heaters unattended. Number 8, prevent condensation. Condensation is a common issue in winter. We noticed moisture building up inside our cabinets, so we cracked them open to allow heat to reach the water lines and inside all the cabinets. We also cracked a roof vent slightly. We do have a roof cover to improve air circulation, which really helped reduce the moisture buildup. Number 9, insulate windows and storage areas. To combat drafts, we use leftover foam board insulation to cover our windows and storage doors. We keep our blinds closed and we use towels or blankets to block any drafts coming in. Remember, condensation can form on insulated windows, so remove the insulation and wipe down the windows every few days to prevent moisture issues. Number 10, organize boots and coats. Winter RVing can quickly lead to clutter. We hung a coat rack on the back of our bathroom door for easy access to jackets and coats, and we used a basket by the door for shoes and boots. A towel by the door is essential for wiping up snow and water, and it's especially helpful if you have pets. Staying organized will help maintain your sanity during the winter months. And I have a bonus tip for you. Monitor your humidity levels. Humidity levels fluctuate in the winter, especially with heaters and window insulation in place. Invest in a humidity monitor and a dehumidifier to prevent excess moisture from causing damage to your RV. Maintaining optimal humidity levels will also make your RV much more comfortable. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast. I hope these winter RVing tips help you feel more confident about taking on the colder months in your rig. While winter camping can be challenging, it's also an incredible way to make unique memories and experience a different side of RV life. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a fellow RVer or leave a review wherever you're listening. It really helps the podcast reach more people just like you. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And do you have your own winter camping tips or stories to share? I'd love to hear from you. You can connect with me on social media at Roam in Your Home. I'd love to keep the conversation going and help each other stay safe and prepared out there. And next week is Christmas. I'm going to actually take a couple weeks off to enjoy the holidays with my family, and I'll be back after the holidays. We hope that you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you all safe travels during the holidays. I'm excited to reconnect in 2025 and bring you more great episodes. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, stay safe, and I hope to see you on the road.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure, but until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.